This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Anger and concern in Hong Kong on Tuesday, a day after dozens of protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building, potentially dividing the city's massive and largely peaceful protests. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the building. They roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint and anti-Beijing graffiti. Police scientist Samson Yuen says the political scientist Samson Yuen says the protests reflect the viewpoints of many of Hong Kong's young people.
I think it's a very symbolic action that a lot of young protesters in Hong Kong, they have very low institutional trust on the entire system. They don't trust the police, they don't trust the executive branch, and now they don't even trust the legislative branch.
U.S. Consul General Kurt Tong says the U.S. would have preferred no violence.
The view of the United States is that the right for freedom of expression is both most effective and most proper when it is exercised peacefully. And so the United States, like many people, was disappointed to see the violence and vandalism yesterday in the Legislative Council.
While the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28 nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among the members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday the German Defense Minister was named President of the European Commission and Belgium's Prime Minister as the Council President. Lawmakers will choose the European Parliament President on Wednesday morning. This is VOA News. A dispute over subsidies for